Kunjabi Hari Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopijana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari Gopijana Vallabha Giribhara Gopijana Vallabha Giribhara Dhari Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Ravanacha Yamuna Tira Vanachari Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Gaura Nithai, Jaya Gaura Nithai, Gauranitai, Jaya, Gauranitai, Jaya, Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya, Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya, Gauranitai, Jaya, Gauranitai, Jaya, Radha, Gopinatha, Radhe, Jaya Radha, Gopinatha, Radha, Gopinatha, Radha, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladev, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Nitai Gora Haribon 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 Nitai Gora Haribon Gora Haribon 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 Nitai Gora Haribon Harinam Sankirtaniya Ki Jai Anand Gauri Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.
Today we will speak on Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, text 33. Yes. So I'm very happy to be here. This is my first visit to Radha Desh.
Welcome.
Haribol, thank you, Prabhu.
Yes.
And it was the mercy of, I guess, Srila Kadamba Kanu Maharaj the most. He invited me to come and spend some time with you for a few days. So, let us chant the invocation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kim punar brahmana punya bhaktar jarshayastatha anityam ashukam lokam imam prapya bhajasvama. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. How much more this is so of the righteous brahmanas, the devotees and the saintly kings. Therefore, having come to this temporary miserable world, engage in loving service unto me. Please repeat responsibly. How much more this is so of the righteous brahmanas, the devotees and the saintly kings. Therefore, having come to this temporary, miserable world, engage in loving service unto me. Purport by His Divine Loving Grace Srila Prabhupada. In this material world, there are classifications of people. But after all, this world is not a happy place for anyone. It is clearly stated here, Anityam Ashukam Lokam. This world is temporary and full of miseries, not habitable for any sane gentleman. This world is declared by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be temporary and full of miseries. Some philosophers, especially Mayavadi philosophers, say that this world is false. But we can understand from Bhagavad Gita that the world is not false, it is temporary. There is a difference between temporary and false. This world is temporary, but there is another world which is eternal. This world is miserable, but the other world is eternal and blissful. Arjun was born in a saintly royal family. To him also the Lord says, take to my devotional service and come quickly back to Godhead, back home. No one should remain in this temporary world, full as it is with miseries. Everyone should attach himself to the bosom of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that he can be eternally happy. The devotional service of the Supreme Lord is the only process by which all problems of all classes of men can be solved. Everyone should therefore take to Krishna consciousness and make his life perfect. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Nilita Mainatasmei Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadam Mahyam Dadati Svam Padantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhescha Kripa Sindhubhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. So this Bhagavad Gita is for non-envious people. This is the requirement for the person who would be in attendance of this sacred, most sacred scripture as the Bhagavad Gita. Why it is for non-envious people? Actually, it is meant for everyone, but because people who harbor envy in their heart will unfortunately not be able to understand the message of the Gita, even if they hear it over and over again. They will always find fault with Krishna, with the Bhagavad Gita. We can actually see the opponent of Arjun, Duryodhan. He was face to face exposed to Lord Krishna, and what did he do? He wanted to kill Krishna, he wanted to imprison Krishna. He was thinking Krishna is an ordinary person. And Duryodhana also heard the Bhagavad Gita, just like Arjun heard, but he never actually changed his mind. He was actually hearing this Bhagavad Gita on the battlefield as well. So, this is the qualification of all of us to approach the Bhagavad Gita in that mood. And then we can access the treasures of Bhagavad Gita, the song of God, the most sacred revelations given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Now, this ninth chapter is in the middle of the Bhagavad Gita, which is something very significant, because usually the gems are kept secretly. They are not exposed publicly, right? If you have money, would you go around and expose them? Or have some gems, precious gems, you always keep them secure, safely kept. So the six middle chapters are dealing with the subject of Bhakti Yoga. And the first six chapters are dealing with Karma Yoga, and the last six chapters are dealing with Jnana Yoga. So the gem is Bhakti. Krishna has kept the gem in the middle. Srila Baladev Vidyabhushana has compared these six middle chapters of Bhakti or Bhakti Yoga to a king. I'm sure you have heard this example. So the king doesn't come straight away. If he goes to a place, he sends his entourage first, then the king arrives, and then after that some more entourage comes after him. So the king is in the middle. And first he's got his servants to prepare the place for him, and then the king comes, and then his other associates come with him. So in that way, the six chapters are kept in the middle due to being very confidential. Now, this chapter is called the most confidential knowledge. So Krishna has emphasized this chapter a lot because in this chapter the Lord has led Arjuna to the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita in the next verse. Manmana bhava mat bhakto madhya ji mam namaskuru mam yamam evaishishi sat yukta evam atmanam mat parayanaha. So in the next verse, Krishna is telling Arjuna to always engage his mind in thinking of him, to become his devotee, to offer obeisances unto him, to worship him, and to develop fully become fully absorbed in Krishna, in himself. And in that way, Arjuna will attain the supreme destination of human life. So this is very confidential, because how many people on this planet understand what's the goal of life? How many people? Very few. So that's why we can see how confidential is this. Krishna is saying, absorb yourself in me. Very confidential, the most confidential. And of course, if you have envy, you'll not be able to understand, who is this Krishna? You know, like Duryodhana said, you know, Shishupal, who is this Krishna? Huh? At the Rajasriya sacrifice. What kind of a Varna he is? Huh? He's a Vaishya. And how can you actually put him as the head of the Rajasuya sacrifice, the most worshipable person? He objected. So in that way he offended the Lord for 100 times, and then Krishna liberated him with his Sudarshan chakra. So the point is that very few people know what's the goal of life. Therefore, the most confidential knowledge is revealed here, that be absorbed in Krishna. Dedicate your whole life to the Lord. It doesn't matter what body you have. The previous verse, it says, those who take shelter of me, though they be of low birth, woman, vaishyas, merchants, shudras, workers, they can attain the supreme destination. Now in Kali Yuga, we are all described to be Kalau Shudra Shambhava, everyone to be Shudra. So maybe some of you are not more elevated in consciousness, but certainly perhaps I am even lower than a Shudra. But because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we actually have been offered the opportunity to understand what the goal of life is. This is such an amazing confidential information. If you know, how can you access, say, $1 million today, you will consider this a confidential information, and you won't tell anyone, because you will feel that if you tell anyone, then it's not anymore, the value is lost, because other people will also go and try and get it. So, but to know how can you access $1 million is very confidential. And people generally will not speak about it. But the most confidential knowledge is not to look for solution of our material problems, but ultimately to understand how to completely solve the material problems by accepting the words of Krishna. So the material problems, people try to solve them in material ways. If someone is poor, he wants to be rich. If someone is sick, he wants to be healthy. If someone doesn't have a job, he wants to get a job. And if someone is unhappy, he or she tries various ways of attracting happiness to themselves. But these are simply the means through which one will try to solve these problems of life. Will be simply material. Therefore, Lord Krishna, who is the father of religion, as it, if it's explained in the first chapter, Srila Prabhupada says that in the first verse, actually in the purport, he says that the Bhagavad Gita is spoken by the father of religion himself, Lord Krishna, on the most sacred place of pilgrimage, Kurukshetra. So, the father of religion, Krishna, he reveals to Arjuna what is the highest purpose of life, which is to become absorbed in him. Now, this most confidential knowledge is being revealed to anyone and everyone. And Krishna says, any person, whether they have low birth, if they take shelter of him, they will actually be perfect. They will perfect their lives. So we can actually see the results of these words of Krishna in our modern society. I don't consider myself at all qualified to have taken to this process of devotional service, because I was born in a country where there was no religion, Bulgaria. I was born in Bulgaria. There is no religion there. There was communism, and basically religion was forbidden. So, and I was trained in just materialistic ways, how to enjoy my senses. Basically, the whole school system was like the Sanda and Amarka style, you know. You just enjoy and be a good communist citizen to support the communist leadership, you know, to have high lives themselves. But you can, you know, you can drink vodka and watch TV and be happy in that way. That was their propaganda, you know. Just drink and enjoy the pleasures of material energy. So that was their whole plan, and they themselves didn't know better, the leaders of that political system. So in that way, if you look at it, I have no qualification actually. I'm not even a Shudra. Shudra means one who is loyal to his master. Have you heard the definition of Shudra before? Shudra, the one qualification of Shudra is he is loyal to his master. Amazing, huh? And you know, if I examine my consciousness before I joined ISKCON, I was not loyal even to myself. So, how can you call such a person Shudra? So that means that individuals like myself, we were not at all in the list for liberation, not at all. But because of the mercy of Prabhupada and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have been given that opportunity. So now we can take the advantage and make the best of it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to Vrindavan, and on his travels to Vrindavan, he passed through the Jarakanda forest. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made something, an amazing feat. He got all the animals to chant and dance. All the deer and the tiger and the elephants in the forest were chanting and dancing, chanting Hare Krishna, embracing each other. And even Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, kissing. The tiger and the deer were embracing and kissing in a brotherly way. Huh? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the mercy not only to low-class people, but even to the animals. And Haridas Thakur requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how are the lower species going to benefit? So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him that the lower species will benefit by us chanting Hari Kirtana. So when we chant the holy name of the Lord, even the trees and the birds and the ants, all the species become tremendously benefited just by hearing the holy name of the Lord. So in that way, we can understand that this mission that we belong to, ISKCON, is not an ordinary mission, sleepy mission, you know, mission for easy life. It's actually a mission for sacrifice, to sacrifice our own comfort for the benefit of everyone else, just like Srila Prabhupada did. And in that same chapter, Lord Chaitanya was traveling through the jungle, because he didn't want to attract any following of people from the villages. So he took two brahmanas with him, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, the one, and the other one's name is not mentioned. So they traveled with him and they assisted him in various ways. And in that chapter it says that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met in the jungle a tribe called the Beals, and they were almost like African people. Their skin was very dark, and they were considered uncivilized human beings. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made them all chant in love of God. and they all became pure devotees of Krishna, all of them. The whole tribe, he converted the whole tribe to Vaishnavism from being uncivilized men. So that's in the Madhya Lila, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada explains in one of these purports that when anyone that heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting Kirtan, he or she immediately developed love of God. And when they went to their village and they chanted Hare Krishna and other people heard them, they immediately developed love of God themselves. And then when others heard them chanting Hare Krishna, they also developed love of God. So in that way, it was like a revolution. Like the fire of Sankirtan spreading like anything at that time. And we can actually see through the ages in history how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this movement, giving us the most confidential knowledge, revealing our identity, our relationship with Krishna, with the Supreme Person, and connecting us to this movement through the Acharya system, through the Parampara system. So from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis heard and they chanted, and from them Vishwanath Chakravarti gradually, before that was Narottam, Srinivas and Shyamananda, Pandit, and after that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev, Vidyabhushana, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Apparently Baladev Vidyabhushana lived for almost 300 years. So Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj became contemporary. So they met with Baladev Vidyabhushana. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, of course, passed it on to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and from Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, and that way to Srila Prabhupada. So when Prabhupada chanted Hare Krishna in the West, whoever heard him, because that mercy is coming to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whoever heard Prabhupada immediately developed love of God. Amazing. Immediately. And now our spiritual masters that have been in contact with Prabhupada, when they chant Hare Krishna, when we hear them, we also develop love of God. It's like that. So the seed is planted, and then we have to work, practice the process given to us, sadhana bhakti, so that we endeavor to become purified, and at the same time we depend on the mercy of the spiritual masters and the other devotees. So this is actually amazing how in Kali Yuga, in 21st century, even in European countries where most of us were born in very unfortunate situations, that message was made available, and the practice and the temples and everything Prabhupada created such a wonderful atmosphere and environment. Nobody else has done so much as Srila Prabhupada. I was actually contemplating, thinking one day how Prabhupada is actually, even if you look at it from a mundane point of view, Prabhupada is the wealthiest person in the world. Who is the wealthiest man? There was a Mexican gentleman recently from the telecommunications. It's like he put Bill Gates on second place in terms of wealth. So even he, that person, Mexican so-called multi-billionaire, if you examine his life, even on a simple material platform, you will see that Srila Prabhupada is much more wealthier than him. Why? Because every place you go, any country, there is a temple. And there is devotees, and there is prasadam, and there is Prabhupada's books, and the deities are there. In other words, family. Everywhere you go family. Now, imagine this Mexican leader, or Bill Gates, deciding to tour the world. If they go to any place in any country, they have to go to a hotel. They have to pay the person all day. But Prabhupada is not that, he's not paying us. We are actually giving our whole life to him. It's amazing, huh? So you can see that even from if you look at it from even from material perspective, Prabhupada is the wealthiest because he was a devotee of Krishna. And that opulence was given to him from Krishna so that he can help us to construct different temples, holy dhams, so that we can make advancement. In fact, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj said that we actually don't need big temples because, you know, the holy name is sufficient. If you just chant Hare Krishna, and you can go back to Godhead. But he said, but because the people are so fallen in this age, they need amazing properties, amazing buildings, palatial arrangements for them to be attracted to take to the chanting seriously. All this endeavor just to get us to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, and now we, the recipients of that mercy, it's our duty to actually constantly plan how to bring more and more souls to ISKCON, and also constantly plan how to keep those who have come amongst ourselves to remain. So this is the most confidential knowledge of the confidential knowledge. You know, how to keep the people. And that is actually that one needs to develop genuine Vaishnava relationships amongst devotees. Because even if you know that Krishna is God, even if you know that the holy name is the process for self-realization in this age, you cannot absorb yourself in these processes unless you have the mercy of other Vaishnavas, you see, and the spiritual masters. So therefore we can actually praise the glory of association of devotees, which is, you know, the essence of this confidential knowledge, because through the devotees we can actually understand this message of Lord Krishna. And now Krishna says in this particular verse that we mentioned Shudras, people of low castes, Vaishyas, Shudras, and even women I mentioned in this age we can all consider ourselves Shudras, you know. And basically we are all outcast in that way. In this 33 text, Krishna is telling Arjuna that if the mercy can be given to all these outcasts or lower castes, categories of human beings, then what to speak of the righteous Brahmanas if they take shelter of me? What to speak of the devotees and the saintly kings if they take shelter of me? Therefore, having come to this temporary miserable world, engage in loving service unto me. This is the goal. So engage in my service. Anyone that engages in my service, I'll take care of him, I'll protect him, I'll shelter him. And this is Krishna's message. Haribol! So, now how does Krishna take shelter of us? This is very interesting. He manifests in this age via the holy name. Kali Kali Namarupa Krishna Avatar. He manifests as the holy name. And also through the process of devotional service, the ninefold process from Shraddha to Prema. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivriti, Nishta Ruchi, Ashakti Bhava, Krishna Prem. So the Lord manifests by giving us association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada's books are also a manifestation of the Lord. And in fact, ISKCON is an incarnation of the Lord, the movement. Because if you examine Bhagavad Gita 4:8, the Lord says, Pranitranaya sadhuna vidasecha duskitam dharma samstapavartaya sambhavami yuge yuge, to protect the pious, to destroy the miscreants, to re-establish the religious principles or dharma, I descend into this world again and again. So what is the business of ISKCON? It's the same, to protect the pious, to destroy the miscreants. In this age, of course, we destroy the demonic mentality by chanting Harinam on the streets and giving books. And we are trying to re-establish religious principles on the planet. So ISKCON is actually an incarnation of the Lord as well. So that's how Krishna is protecting us through his ISKCON movement. And anyone that has rendered little service to Krishna will be protected. Anyone protected in a sense that Krishna will never forget that person. And if someone has to leave his body, his or her body, the Lord will actually make arrangements, special arrangements for this, for that particular soul. So there is many experiences like that, that we perhaps have heard of devotees leaving their bodies in ISKCON, and even people that have done very little service. One example is my own father. My own father actually left his body on the 18th of April, just 10 days ago, something like that. Yeah, and my father actually was considered himself Christian, but when I was, you know, serving in South Africa for 10 years, I never saw him for 10 years. So maybe at some point I started writing to him to introduce him to Krishna consciousness gradually via the Bible, you know, giving him biblical quotes about devotional service, etc., and gradually injecting some Vedic information. And over the years, maybe 2 or 3 years, my father became very comfortable with the whole Vedic concept, and even through letters and sometimes on the phone we'll speak. And when I visited him first time, 2007, he saw me and he said to me, "I want to be like you. How do I become like you?" So I told him, "Just take these beads and chant." And he started to chant immediately. And my father was actually so dedicated in Christianity that he was minister in a small church in a village. Very, very small church. And some of the village people will come. Every Sunday he'll drive like 30 kilometers with his own resources back and forth simply to preach. He never got a salary, just out of compassion for these people. In his own way he was trying to do before he got to know about Krishna consciousness. So when I went there and we had some discussions, my father decided, "Come with me to the church and speak to the people there." So we went to the church, and gradually I introduced Krishna consciousness. And the second, third time I went, we chanted, the whole church chanted Hare Krishna with me. And my father was singing, you know, with them, the whole church singing Hare Krishna. We gave them little flyers like this with the Ma mantra in Bulgarian language. So, and they were not only singing, they had faith, because they trusted my father, you see. And through trusting my father, they trusted me in that way. So they accepted the fact that God is one, whether you call him Krishna or Allah or Jehovah or whatever. And then we encouraged vegetarianism. My father slowly became vegetarian. And he used to socialize sometimes, visit people in their houses. And if they offered him some alcohol, he will take it. But I kind of told him that you're a leader of this church, you cannot do things like that. So he decided to give up even that. And he read Bhagavad Gita 4 times before he left his body. 4 times. He read first to the 3rd canto of Bhagavatam, maybe 2 times. And few Prabhupada small books. He came to the temple on Janmashtami and he did Abhishek to Sadbuj, the Christian minister, doing Abhishek to Sadbuj in ecstasy and making garland for Lord Jagannath. He made a garland for Jagannath. The devotee showed him how to do it. And then when the kirtan started, he was in ecstasy, dancing with his arms raised in the air, dancing and singing Hare Krishna with all the devotees. So you can see that Krishna can empower us actually to do miracles. And even people who are totally unqualified can take that mercy through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now that my father has left his body, I'm actually considering, whenever I'm in Bulgaria, to always visit that village and speak to these people so that we encourage them, you know, and see who's going to continue taking interest, giving them books and things like that. Because you don't know, maybe some of them will become devotees and they'll say, "Okay, let's open an ISKCON temple here in that village." You never know. So I haven't been there yet. since my father's passing, but I'm going now on the 4th of May. So, this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone and everyone can take to Krishna consciousness except the envious. And even the envious can also be delivered by the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is so merciful that he delivered Jagai Madai. So perhaps the envious can only have that hope of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. So if we want to become empowered to help deliver envious people from the clutches of Maya, we should pray to Lord Nityananda to employ us in inverted commas in devotion, in his service. So in that way we could actually help people that not the envious are even beyond those who are impious, you know, like say low class people, etc., chandalas, malechas, whatever. Envious are even beyond that, because they are just, they have a hatred for the Lord. But even such individuals can be saved now in this dispensation, in this Kali Yuga, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda descended, they can give that mercy. So, basically we are followers of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada in conclusion. And it's our duty to live according to this most confidential knowledge. Manmana bhava mat bhakto mat yaji mam namaskuru mam evaishashi yuktaivam atmanam mat parayanaha. To live according to it, to absorb ourselves in devotional service with each and every single day, more and more and more. And in that way to plead actually Gaur Nithai to engage us in Sankirtan, in effective Sankirtan, so that we could actually break through the blockages that are there between us and the people. Break the walls, tear the walls down and help more and more people to join. We can actually create a revolution, because we have the most powerful weapon, the weapon of love. Nobody else has that weapon. There is so many movies about love. It's actually even a reflection of lust. It's not even lust. It's such a perverted thing. Because lust can be just extended. But nowadays it's not even extended lust, like selfishness, you know. Some people in the past, people used to live in some community or family used to stay together. Nowadays everything breaks, they're not even family. So it's a perverted reflection even of lust. It's the kind of a very degraded age where nothing really remains. And today on the plane I was really shocked. It's crazy when you're in these planes. I'm sitting in this middle aisle there, the four seats. And then in front there is four people, and on the side, and everywhere TVs are flashing, you know. So how do you control your mind in this kind of environment, you know? So the only way I found I could control my mind is to chant with closed eyes, you know, put my things down, and I just don't watch anything, nothing. I observe nothing what's going on. So much so that there was a cup of water, and one fellow next to me didn't see the water there, and he pushed it and it fell over me, and I said nothing. I just kept chanting, you know. It's like, it's really crazy, you know. So, you know, I just saw for a few minutes, you know, what is there, just to not to lose touch with reality. And some people were watching the movie Avatar. Some people were watching some kind of love stories, Hindi love stories, whatever. All kind of contaminations. Even this movie Avatar, you know, basically I skipped through it just to see what it is, because it's used in the Vedic world. Have you ever heard about it? You heard? It became a hit. Huh? This movie Avatar became was the most successful business project ever. So far, whatever movies you know that have been very successful, that movie Avatar beat all of them in terms of cash. Yeah, So it was done last year, I think. So anyways, the bottom line of that movie was that the human beings are going to another planet and try to attack one of the tribes that lives there. And one of the human beings became like them, and he helped them to destroy the human beings who are attacking these innocent people, etc. But they were also mortal, and he was also mortal. So, and it's kind of atheistic message, because that avatar was a human being that came with some kind of ships from some other planet. He was a mortal being, you know, and he helped those people, but no material way, just to enjoy their senses. He never liberated them from the material existence. That's the idea of avatar. So this is going around, you know, all kind of contamination. So, you know, it is very, very, very difficult to actually control your mind when you're exposed to so much Maya around yourself, you know. Like when you're in association of devotees, it's peaceful, you know. You can focus your mind on man mana bhava man bhakto. But when you sit there and you watch, you know, with open eyes and you chant, your eyes are constantly moving, because you cannot just sit and watch nothing, you know. Naturally the eyes you know, moving. So we have to develop this attachment to Krishna consciousness, so that even if you're in the middle of the fire of Maya, you won't be interested in it. Not only that, but you will be actually preaching to others that are around yourself. So I was preaching to this man on the left. The man on the right was totally lost. He was not like interested. But the man on the left, at the end, I captured him and I preached to him and I showed him some of the books. But he was also very, very dull, extremely dull gentleman. You know. But at the same time, he saw Krishna. He appreciated at least something. He didn't even know what ISKCON is. He didn't know Prabhupada, nothing. You know, so. And he was watching some Hindi movies, like really stupid things, you know. So you can see people are suffering in darkness. We have to help them. And in the first plane, I changed two planes. There was a lady from England. We had a very nice conversation with her. She was a little more awake, so I gave her a perfect questions, perfect answers at the end. And one of my newsletters, ahead of time, I gifted it to her. But I made friends with her. I kind of built up the whole exchange to the point that she had trust and she was really inspired. So we have to take any opportunity to give Krishna to others. It doesn't matter how dull they seem to be or how lost they seem to be, but we have to try. And of course, if they don't take interest, then we just move on to the next person. But we have to, we should never think, I'm not going to approach this person because he looks strange or whatever. So in that way, we can actually always remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. Man mana bhava mat bhakto, madhyaji mam namaskuru. Offer sacrifices to the Lord, offer obeisances, worship Krishna, absorb ourselves completely in Krishna, and beg Krishna to help us to actually survive and go back to the spiritual world. How many of you have read Radhanath Maharaj's book, the biography of an American Swami? How many of you have read it? Radhanath Swami's book? Yeah, going home, yeah. It just started, yeah. The ladies? Huh? Yeah, I suggest you read it. Because you'll see, you'll become very inspired by reading Radhanath Swami. Particularly Maharaj, what is inspiring about him is that he went through so many difficulties to find the most confidential knowledge, who he is and what the purpose of life is. He went through so many difficulties. They attacked him to kill him on many occasions in Turkey and in Afghanistan and other places there. He had so many. But he never saw this as a negative thing. He always saw that this is actually Krishna's way to force me, to pull me closer to himself. And he utilized all this negativity for advancement. So I was thinking, he went through so much difficulties. We don't go through that much difficulties. But we have to actually pray very sincerely to the Lord My dear Lord, please help us. Please help us to come out of the illusory energy. The illusory energy is very powerful. And if one is very focused, he can pass through all these dangers. But if he or she is not so concentrated on absorbing his mind and his heart in Krishna, the material energy will definitely create a trick to pull us back into it. It's not inactive, it's not innocent. It's viciously trying to get you out of your Krishna conscious practice. Therefore, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, throughout the whole book, he just prayed to Krishna to protect him. And let us take shelter of ISKCON, of Sadhu Sangha, of Srila Prabhupada's books. Let us try to read at least 1.5 hours a day of Prabhupada's books. How many of you read 1.5 hour a day? Prabhupada's books? One person. So, Haribol. So, actually it's dangerous. If we don't read, I tell you, the mind will take over. So please, my dear brothers and sisters, very humbly I'm begging you today, please try to read at least 1.5 hours of Srila Prabhupada's books daily. Just make the time. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? If anyone has to leave, please feel free to leave. I'm not gonna... Oh, there is a bhajan people. No problem. Is it? Oh. Yeah. Alright, let's just tell them to come in. We'll finish just now. Yes, Prabhu, you had a question. Yeah. Yeah, these titles are given by Sanjaya, and ultimately he recited the Bhagavad Gita. So basically the Bhagavad Gita is kept as it is. Prabhupada kept it as it is. So whatever was given by Sanjaya was recorded in that way. In fact, they have their own Sanskrit terminology, you know. I don't know exactly. Most confidential knowledge is Prabhupada's translation, but I think it's got another name for it. Based on, you know, it's got a name in the sense of, in the Sanskrit, it may be translated in a different way, but Prabhupada is giving the gist, the essence, so that our mind is sensitive to what the message is, the most confidential knowledge. Otherwise, we may misunderstand that this is the most confidential knowledge. So I think if you read Baladev Vidyabhushana's book, Bhagavad Gita, as translated by him, there each chapter is given the Sanskrit name, and then I think underneath is the translation. Have you seen Baladev Vidyabhushana's book? No. Yeah, you'll find it there if you see it. I think I saw it in the latest BTG being advertised, so it is available. You can get it. Yeah. So Sanjaya was actually transmitting that knowledge. Okay, let us not keep the devotees waiting outside. I'll be here for 2 or 3 days to take your association. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Hare Bol, Nitai Gaur Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Jai, Gaur Premanande.